All right, welcome to it. It's a Friday on the Steve Greenberg Show. Good to have you along. Man, it has been a big week, huh? Big week. So much going on. And time for the three big things you need to know right now. Number three. Prince Andrew, apparently he's on the outs. If you hang out at, you know, if you hang out with pedophiles and fly on the Lolita Express to islands where unspeakable things happen, apparently the Queen doesn't like that much. Number two, polling problems for the Democrats. First it was Wisconsin, and now nationally the numbers are crashing. And Joe Biden gets in an ugly argument with one of his supporters in an event last night in South Carolina. We'll have that. And number one, impeachment palooza continues. But first, a big bombshell. Apparently, Michael Horowitz is going to announce his report on December the 9th. And in that report, he has found that at least one FBI lawyer falsified FISA documents to pave the way to investigate Carter Page. Breaking news being reported by the Washington Post, Fox News, a host of others. That's just one small leak. We don't know what else has been found in the Horowitz report, but we know that an FBI agent falsified documents to get FISA applications approved so they could spy on the Trump campaign by way of Carter Page. That's kind of what we call a big deal around here. What happened at the impeachment hearings? Not much. But I want you to start today with Mother Nancy, Nancy Pelosi. She was at an event yesterday taking questions from reporters, and a guy had the nerve, he had the gall to ask Nancy Pelosi, hey, you said you wouldn't pursue impeachment unless it was bipartisan, unless, you know, it could be done without dividing the country in half, if there was clear evidence that something had happened, otherwise you weren't going to do it. And how dare he ask her that and use her own words against her? She didn't take it very kindly. It's bite number one. Bite number one with Mother Nancy. Go.
Before you sort of fully embraced the impeachment inquiry and announced it, you said one of the reasons you were cautious about it was because the process you knew would be long, arduous, and divisive. And it turns out that you were, in fact, right. And it seems as if we're in this position. Well, but in the sense that both sides are dug in, and impeachment has sort of taken on the tenor of being just like any other partisan dispute.
And so I don't subscribe to that, so I can't even answer a question predicated on that.
There's not bipartisan support.
Well, if the Republicans are in denial about the facts, if the Republicans do not want to honor their oath of office, then I don't think that this should be we should be characterized as partisan in any way because we are patriotic.
They refuse to uphold their oath to uphold the Constitution. Republicans are in denial, apparently. It's not at all that Nancy is pursuing a partisan attack on the president. That's not it at all. And so that's the takeaway. Nancy Pelosi, I think she's caught here. Adam Schiff told her again that I've got all these goods, Nancy, and we're going to make this happen. And nothing changed this week. Not a thing changed this week. You know, the witnesses come, the witnesses go, and nothing changes. And in fact, some are still laughing. I want to go now to sum it up for you, because there was a big reveal on Thursday concerning the star witness and the testimony given before Adam Schiff and his committee. It's bite number five. It comes from Brett Baer at Fox News, who takes a long, hard look at everything that happened. And then he has a big reveal because the star witness, well, she in 2015 completely opposed what she apparently supports today, which is nonsense, and you know it. It's bite number five with Brett Baer. Go.
This is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. This is Fiona Hill writing an op-ed in 2015 titled How Aiding the Ukrainian Military Could Push Putin Into a Regional War, in which she argues against providing lethal military aid to Ukraine. And it's a long op-ed. Now, so when she testifies in her opening statement that she was pushing very hard to get this funding released because the Ukrainians were on the back end of Russian aggression. Remember, in 2015, she's pushing exactly the opposite way. And the way that she argued in 2015 in this op-ed is the way the Obama administration actually went. They did not provide that aid. So in contrast, the Trump administration has provided exponentially more in javelins and military aid, and this op-ed is very detailed about how she was fighting against it. Secondly, when there's this straw man where she says in her opening statement that no one, that someone on this committee or lawmakers said mm-hmm. that Russia did not interfere. There's no one on that committee who said Russia did not interfere in the 2016 election. But they also said Ukraine did as well. There are not so conservative outlets like the New York Times and Politico who wrote big stories about Ukraine trying to interfere in the 2016 election.
And there you have it. And I know it was a bit long, but Fiona Hill, you know, trying to say that Ukraine had no play in the 2016 election is, well, it's just not honest. We know from Christopher Steele that some of the information came by way of Ukraine. We know that there were deep tentacles from the DNC into Ukraine. And I've told you for 2 or 3 years here on this program that it all leads back to Ukraine. I don't know why they have a lock on this corruption there, but these guys have a pretty good market of corruption in Ukraine. And Zelensky actually appears to be a pretty decent straight shooter. So I think it'll all come out okay. I look forward to the Horowitz report coming out on December the 9th. And then 2 days later, he'll be in front of Lindsey Graham's committee there in the at the Senate Intelligence Committee. So Lindsey Graham will finally get a chance to hold some hearings. And by the way, if you haven't heard this, the White House and the Republicans saying that if there is an impeachment referral to the Senate, they will do a full trial. They're going to do a full trial. They want a full trial because that way they can call the whistleblower. They can call Joe Biden. They can call Hunter Biden. They can call Adam Schiff as witnesses. They can call these people up to the Senate to testify and subpoena them. And then what are you going to say when Adam Schiff refuses to go testify? Then how's that going to play out? All right. So it's Friday, as you know. And on Fridays, you know, it's a really packed program today. We still have Jessica Ditto coming, the White House Deputy Director of Communications. We've got Congressman Tim Walberg coming up. And we're also continuing our Auto No Fault reality tour with Ed Ness, the CEO of Munson Healthcare. All of those things are coming. Usually on Friday, though, as you know, we do the dumbest thing you've heard all week. You know, the dumbest thing you've heard all week, which, you know, there's a lot of competition for this crown every week. I mean, good Lord. I mean, it's not easy to choose. You sit here, we have a live studio audience here today. They're laughing and going, how do you decide? Well, it's not easy. There's some doozies. But today our first contestant is Michael Moore, your favorite and mine, Northern Michigan guy. The dumbest thing you've heard all week. He says that the radical leftist agenda, it's mainstream thinking in America. It's the way everybody thinks. Michael Moore says everybody thinks like him, and if you don't think so, you're just flat wrong. Bite number six, the dumbest thing you've heard all week. Here's Michael Moore. Take it away.
Just in the same way, I think that we have to, when you guys were talking about how we have to be more moderate or move to the center, that's how we're going to win next year. See, to me, I think moving to the center, I am the center. I am the mainstream now of the Democratic Party. The majority of Americans agree with me and Bernie on all the issues, whether it's health care for all, whether it's climate change, minimum wage, mass incarceration, but down the whole list, the American people have moved left.
Mm-hmm.
So the center is now more of these sorts of things. This is what we believe.
Michael, you go ahead and tell yourself you're a big deal around here. You are. Michael Moore, I am the center, he says in America. Michael Moore. Of course he is. That's your first contestant for the dumbest thing you've heard all week. All right, it's the Steve Greer Show on a Friday. Straight ahead, Jessica Ditto will be on the program with me from the White House. The White House Deputy Director of Communications says it is time to pass the USMCA. And a few minutes later, Ed Ness, the CEO of Munson Healthcare, will join me right here on the Steve Greer Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Hi, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.